and St. Pius celebrates the victory right around the goalkeeper, Jordan Spreck.
The games are a blast.
Here's a deep fly ball into center field, going back, Boyer. He will not make the catch, and that is your ball game. Walk-off single for Tyler Hedkamp, scoring Adam Edwards, and they mug him at second base. St. Pius is your winner.
The talent is real.
Ground ball to second base. Turley coming home with it. Blocking the plate is the catcher, Myers, and he applies the tag on the chest of Bridges.
The spectacular will happen.
Bridges gets past one Fox Warrior defender, crosses it into the box. Loose ball there, and then a shot into the top of the net. Third goal for Jillian Schlody, a hat trick.
Don't touch that dial. It's about to go down.
Ground ball to second base. Turley coming home with it. Blocking the plate is a capture, Myers, and he applies the tag on the chest of Bridges.
We've got you covered. We are your source for all things Jefferson County sports. We are KJEF. Now let's get out to sports director Matt Greenwood.
Welcome to the ballpark. Andy runs the field. Herculaneum is the place we're at, and they're about to get the national anthem started, so we're going to go ahead and go to break. How quick, right, that we turn things around? We'll go to break and come back in 90 seconds with your Fleek's Equipment pregame show.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
He's back! Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Welcome back to the Fleek's Equipment pregame show. Matt Greenwood with you. Fleek's Equipment, St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleek's Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Gen and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. Go online 24/7 at fleegs.com. F-L-I-E-G-S.com. Fleegs.com. So this is the pregame interview. Or pregame show, I should say, is Herculaneum and Crystal City are our participants today on the diamond. Andy Runze Field is our location. And I'm still looking around for the umpires. Ah, there they are. So Coach Bone, Zach Bone representing Herculaneum, and Ricardo Pastrana representing Crystal City are going to meet at home plate with our two-man umpiring crew and exchange lineups, go over the rules. Let's go ahead and get you some numbers for the dimensions of Andy Runze Field. It's 358 all the way to straightaway center. That's a pretty good distance on a high school ballpark. And then if you look down the right field line and the left field line, you're looking at 298. So 298 down the right and the left and 358 to straightaway center, which means with the wind also kind of blowing sideways from left field towards our right, you know, basically from left field in towards home plate, that means that someone's going to really have to get a hold of one if they're going to send one out of the park. So home runs might be at a premium today. Let's go ahead and We're going to step aside for 30 seconds, and today's a special day for Herculaneum and this baseball game here against Crystal City. So let's real quickly take a 30-second break, come back, and we're going to hear from Coach Zach Bone about what's going on here today. We'll let you tell him about it next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show here on KJF.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports, the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Zach Bone, head coach for the Herculaneum Blackcats, joining us here on Knock Differences Out of the Park Day today. A phrase that Coach Bone will own up to. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, each year we try to do something that gives back to the community. In the past we've done different things. Strikeout Cancer. Last year we did a strikeout JDM for a young lady who was in the school district. This year we decided that we'd partner with Student Council to do a game benefiting Special Olympics. We're really proud of our Special Olympics program here at Herculaneum. Kathy Sarda, who teaches our high school life skills class, did a great job of setting this up for us. So we're going to honor those kids on the field before the game. We'll have them throw out the first pitch. And it's something that we've raised $700 in partnership with Herculaneum Student Council to benefit Special Olympics track and field. So really good fundraiser for us. Very, very proud of the Dunklin R5 community for supporting it. And hoping for a good day of baseball on top of it.
Not only honoring them, but giving them a good baseball game, right?
I sure hope so, Matt. You know, it's this obviously small school rivalry, as KJF said today. It's true. It's always a good battle in any sport. Certainly in baseball over the years, it's certainly been back and forth. Some close baseball games. Had a close one earlier this year. Really solid group. They're well coached. The Eisenbice kid is one of the better arms you'll see and one of the more competitive kids you'll see that's on the mound for the day. So it'll be a good challenge for us. Should be a really good one.
What about you on the mound?
Dalton Cook will go for us.
All right. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's a kid who's, mixed. He'll mix two pitches. He'll throw the breaking ball for a strike. If he's on, he'll throw the fastball at both halves of the plate. I feel like he has good command of the zone. Fastball has some life to it. So when he's on, he's been really good for us. We're certainly hoping he goes and gives us the outing he's capable of giving us today.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Zach Bone, head coach for Herculaneum Baseball. We got starting lineups and first pitch coming up next on KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back at Andy Runze Field with you. Herculaneum and Crystal City is the game here today on KJFF, and it is gorgeous. It is beyond words how beautiful of a day we're looking at here today. Mid-70s, the sun is shining right on top of the field. It's quite windy as well, so that'll cool people down as it is a bit of a warmer day, but finally some warm air for us. All right, so as you heard in the pregame with Coach Bone, Dalton Cook on the mound today for Herculaneum. So here we go. First pitch already there. It's a fastball outside for a ball to Hunter Basson. Basson is a shortstop for Crystal City, and he'll be leading off today for the Hornets. 1-9 under Ricardo Pastrana. Pitch now from Cook. Fastball upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. We'll get to your starting lineups here in just a second. As next up is Colin Wilkerson, the catcher for Crystal City. 2-0 fastball upstairs, easy take for Basson, who's looked at three balls in a row, and that's how we started off the ball game here. Cook takes the glove off the hand and readjusts the cap, trying to take a little time here to gather himself. A little shaky to start for Dalton Cook. There's a leg kick, waist high, fastball right down the middle for a strike. Basson happy to take that. He's still in the lead in the count, 3-1. Leg kick again, and pitch is sent high into center field. towards right and backing up on the play. Center fielder for Herculaneum making the catch. That is Mr. Leathers over there. Blake Leathers secures out number one. So Bassin is gone, and here comes Colin Wilkerson, the catcher. Starting lineups brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. As you heard there, Bassin retired. Colin Wilkerson is the catcher batting second. The pitcher is Chris Eisenbeiss batting third. Fastball comes in high from Dalton Cook for a 1-0 count. Batting cleanup is third baseman Julian Rivera. The left fielder is Blake Eisenbeiss. We got ourselves a DH here today. It's Austin Petrie. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Count goes to 1-1. Behind Eisenbeiss in the sixth spot is the DH, Austin Petrie. Behind him is Logan Anderson. He's playing center field today. 1-1 curveball dropped in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Behind Anderson, batting eighth, is Drew Place. He is manning first base today. And the second baseman, batting ninth, is Chase Coleman. Check swing, and Colin Wilkerson on the breaking ball is caught frozen for out number two. Chris Eisenbeiss at the plate. I'll tell you why I'm laughing just a second. First pitch fouled off the hands to the right side and towards the trees. So there's Chris Eisenbeiss on Crystal City, and then there's Blake Eisenbeiss. And as Chris was walking up, Blake Eisenbeiss said, "Hey, that's my brother." No, I'm just kidding. That's my cousin. I don't know. Something about that was funny. Here comes a curveball, and turning the shoulders away from the pitch is Eisenbeiss. It's a little far inside, and the count goes to one apiece. We'll get to the Patsy's Furniture starting lineup for Herculaneum when they come up in the bottom of the first. There's a high fastball, and out of the crouch, the catcher Myers squeezes it for a ball. It's 2-1 to Chris Eisenbeiss. Into the line, Cook, fastball, beautiful. Just above the waist, outside corner, a called strike. It's 2-2. Wind now blowing from right to left. It was blowing left towards the infield earlier. Out in front of a curveball, Chris Eisenbeiss is down swinging. That was a beauty from Dalton Cook. Three up, three down for the Crystal City offense. We're back in a minute for the bottom of the first, and the Herky Black Cats coming up.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF Crystal City and Herculaneum Baseball here today. And let's go ahead and get to your Patsy's Furniture starting lineup. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And we'll go ahead and begin with the leadoff batter, number 12, second baseman Gavin Turley. Behind him is number five, Jason Harden. He's playing third base today. The shortstop in the three hole is number two, Jordan Duncan. Batting cleanup, playing first, number 11, Drake Byers. And now here's where it gets a little tricky. Coach Bone didn't fill out a position for his number five hitter, which is number 15, Trevor Smith. So we'll have to do some deducing here. But behind Smith is the DH, number 22, Zach Phillips, the pitcher, Dalton Cook batting seventh, the catcher number 30, Bryce Hall. Bryce Hall also does not have a position. Dalton Cook is number 34. Bryce Hall is number 31. Hall is batting seventh. Cook is batting eighth. And Cole Myers is batting ninth, and he's catching. So the first batter is Gavin Turley. The pitcher is Chris Eisenbeis. First pitch, a strike. Second pitch, a breaking ball, low and away. And the right-handed hitting Gavin Turley has a 1-1 count. Jason Harden in at third base. Fastball above the letters. And I take that back. That first pitch was called a ball. So it's 3-0 to Gavin Turley. Eisenbeis has a ball in the mitt, looking in at his catcher. Myers gives him the sign. And firing Chris. Fastball low and away for ball four. Four-pitch walk for Gavin Turley, the second baseman for the Black Cats. That's how they get the bottom of the first going. And that'll bring up number five, third baseman Jason Harden. Harden also bats from the right side. Up close in the batter's box, left foot about 2 inches in front or 2 inches behind that front chalk line. And you'll just get a piece of that first pitch from Chris Eisenbeis and foul it towards the Crystal City dugout. Behind Jason Harden is Jordan Duncan. And I'm sure Duncan would love to have two guys on here before taking his swings. And now Chris will step off the rubber. Look down at first base. Turley not on the move. Eisenbeis facing the hitter again. Harden waits. Pitches there. Throw down to second base on a hop. It's behind Gavin Turley. And he's got himself a stolen base. And I think that pitch was called a ball. Yes, it is now 1-1. As a breeze kicks on through, Eisenbeis takes two glances at second, turns, fires, fastball knee-high inside, a called strike. And now Harden is behind the count, 1-2, with a runner at second base and nobody out in the bottom of the first, and we are scoreless. Small schools rivalry. Inside pitch, dribbled towards the backstop, just off to the left, up the third baseline. That'll kick back into play. Eisenbeis likes that ball. Rubs a little dirt off on the side of the pants. Umpire says play. Turley, small lead off the second. It grows a little bit. Now he stops. Eisenbeis, two glances, turns, delivers, chopper. Third base, Harden is going to be safe at first. Ball sails over the first baseman's head, and that'll involve Gavin Turley coming around to score. And Herculaneum leads it 1-0 on the throwing error by Crystal City's Julian Rivera. And now Coach Pastrana is going to come out and talk to the second base umpire. Don't know what about. We'll have to wait. This will be a wait-and-see game right here. Umpires discussing it right between home plate and the mound. And whatever it is that Pastrana wanted the umpires to talk about or maybe change or something like that, they said nope, nope, nope. So the run will count for Gavin Turley and the Black Cats. They lead it 1-0 here. By the way, on that bad throw, Harden had hit the deck, so he wasn't able to get back up and head on over to second base. He collided with the first baseman, Drew Place. So now it's a 1-0 Herky lead. Jordan Duncan, the shortstop who bats from the left side, takes the ball about shoulder high. Eisenbeis comes set, letter high. Small leg kick, fastball leaking outside for a ball. So he goes high and he goes mid-outside. It's a two-ball, no-strike count to Jordan Duncan. Again, the final score of game one between these two to start off the year was 4-1 Herky. Eyes and bites, fastball, low and away, three balls, no strikes. On deck is the first baseman, Drake Byers, for the Black Hats. Eisenbeis, with his right foot, middle part of the rubber, delivers the fastball, and Duncan was ready to take it all the way. Count goes to 3-1. We've got a scoreboard down the right field line, just off to the right of that 298 sign. As Eisenbeis will step off the rubber and back to first, Harden. They got yellow numbers up there, and as I mentioned, the sun shining right on top of the field, so those numbers are quite faded. So it's hard to tell the difference between a 2-1 count and a 3-1 count. But on this 3-1 count, slapping it hard right off the fence of the Herky dugout was Duncan. A couple of players having to skip out of the way. So we're looking at a 3-ball, 2-strike count to Jordan Duncan. 1-0 Herky on the throwing error by Julian Rivera, scoring Turley from second base. Leaning towards second, Harden. Pretty good size lead there. He's on the move, and that fastball misses high and wide to the lefty Duncan, and that's ball four. And Chris Eisenbeis has now walked two batters. And that'll bring up Drake Byers, right-handed hitting first baseman. The righty Eisenbeis kicks, fires, fastball, outside corner, maybe a little slice to it. No balls and one strike. Small leg kick, Eisenbeis, the righty. That time that was definitely a fastball, and that was knee high and a beautiful pitch there. Hard to swing and hit that one, but Byers now facing an 0-2 count with the strike call there. Eisenbeis will look at second base. He's facing two on with nobody out. And driving this one to deep center field, Drake Byers back on it three steps. The center fielder, Logan Anderson, for out number one of the bottom of the first. Looked beautiful. Just got a little too much air underneath it. Hit it about 325 feet. Which, oddly enough, if these guys were playing at Minute Maid Park, if he hit one 325 feet to left, that would have been a home run. So, Minute Maid Park down in Houston, 315 down the left field line. How absurd is that? Here comes a pitch, and that's going to hit the elbow of the new batter, Trevor Smith. Smith didn't even have a chance to swing at that one. That was in on his elbow in a hurry. And that will load the bases. Now we're looking at number 22, Zach Phillips, with a chance to do some real damage here. 1-0 Herky, bottom of the first, one down, three on. The big righty Phillips taking up that entire batter's box. First pitch, breaker, just a little high. Goes to a one ball, no strike count. Zach Phillips waits for the 1-0, and he goes down for it and lifts it to deep left field, down the line, and over the fence. Grand slam, Zach Phillips. Herky 5, Crystal City nothing. What a drive. What a fly. See you later. That was something else. Oh, my gosh. 298 down the left field line. He cleared it about 320. Out to have a chat with Chris Eisenbeis, the pitcher, as his catcher, Wilkerson. Not the start Crystal City was looking for, and every bit of the start that Herky was hoping for. And now having to kind of hit behind that grand slam is number 31, Bryce Hall. First pitch to him is a fastball. And umpire shoots the index finger off the right hip to indicate strike one. Now here comes the 0-1 from the righty, eyes and bice. He'll bounce it, and he'll come up and hit the umpire in the chest protector. Eyes and bice, fidgeting with the ball in the glove, gets the grip, delivers, and a line drive to right field. That'll bounce between the shortstop and the right fielder, who takes a tumble. Ball kicks away to the fence. And not able to advance the base with Bryce Hall. He'll settle for a single. Don't know what happened to the right fielder, Jay Williams. But he kind of just, I guess, I don't know, hit a little divot in the grass and tumbled over. Luckily for him, though, no extra base for Hall. So it's a runner at first, one out, 5-0 Herculaneum. Pitch, fastball. Just below the knees. And Chris Eisenbeis is truly struggling here. Can't locate the fastball. Breaking ball just got sent over the left field fence for a grand slam. And backing away from the plate, Dalton Cook, the opposing pitcher. That fastball coming in around the ankles and inside. So a 2-0 count to the right-handed hitting Dalton Cook. Small lead off of first for Bryce Hall. He's actually leaning more towards first base. And there's a strike from Eisenbeis. Well-placed fastball at the knees. On deck is the number 9 hitter, Cole Myers. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball upstairs. No break on it. 2 balls and 1 strike to Dalton Cook. Next pitch is low and away. That is ball 4. Dalton Cook works a walk. And Coach Pastrana might not be able to let Chris stay in much longer. Looks like we've got a courtesy runner for Herculaneum. Running for Cook, it is number 23, it looks like, Donovan Schaefer. Yep, that's what it is. So the batter's Cole Myers, runners at first and second for Herculaneum. At second, Hall at first, Cook. Myers a chance to swing the stick, maybe drive in a run or two. 269 batting average for Cole Myers on the year. Fastball leaks outside for a ball. Chris Eisenbeis is going to have to be mentally tough here. Down 5-0. Got to find that strike zone. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Double play chance. Throw to second is in time. And on the turn, taking a tumble was the second baseman. Rounding third to come on to score is Bryce Hall. No argument from Coach Pastrana about runner interference. Just a good, tough slide by Donovan Schaefer to break up the double play. And when the second baseman Coleman fell down, that allowed Schaefer to come around and score. Oh, I beg your pardon. Bryce Hall to come around and score. Now I got ourselves another courtesy runner. That is the strangest thing. Like some... What is that? These little gold things that just come out of the sky? That was strange. Anyway, let's see here. Courtesy runner for Herky. Looks like a number 8 out there, Tyler Cunningham. I think everyone was kind of perplexed as to what the heck just came falling from the sky. All right, so 5-0 in the bottom of the first. Herculaneum beating Crystal City. The batter, as we have batted around now, is Gavin Turley, number 12. Second baseman waits. First pitch drives it to center and initially and now back and reaching up with it and snagging it is the center fielder, Logan Anderson. That was trouble, but he saves his team from more trouble. Wow, that was close. Close to making it a 7-8-9 run game. We're looking at 6-0 heading into the top of the second. A grand slam by Zach Phillips. Yeah, that's making a statement early on. We'll head to the top of the second here on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts department. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF. You're just now joining us. You missed a grand slam by Zach Phillips of Herculaneum. Took a breaking ball from Chris Eisenbeiss and deposited it over the left field fence here at Andy Runze Field. Now Dalton Cook can rest comfortably, or pitch comfortably, I should say, with a 6-0 lead. First batter up is Julian Rivera, and he'll foul the first pitch. That one goes back to the backstop and kicks back towards the Herky catcher, Myers. No balls, one strike to Julian Rivera. Third baseman for Crystal City, behind on a curveball. Count goes to 0-2. The throw back to the pitcher, Cook. Apparently not an easy throw for Myers, at least that situation. That one trickled away towards the third baseman, but it's still an 0-2 count. Three up, three down inning for Dalton Cook, his first time through. Bounces one in the dirt. Good block there by Myers, getting some practice in there. Count goes to 1-2. Blake Eisenbeiss, the left fielder, is on deck. Austin Petrie, the DH, is in the hole. Cook, the righty, leg kick, waist high, fires in a fastball. Called strike three on the outside edge. Walking back to the Crystal City dugout along the third base side is Julian Rivera. Three consecutive Ks for Dalton Cook. That'll bring up number nine left fielder, Blake Eisenbeiss. So we've got left field and right field for the Herky defense, where we're going to have to peer out there and see who it is. Unfortunately, Coach Bone, in a rush, I guess, forgot to list who the right fielder and left fielder we're going to be for today. Eisenbeiss now facing a 1-0 count with that first pitch ball. Second pitch is a strike. He nods his head back at his teammates. Count goes to 1-1. 1-1 pitch, low. Even with trusty glasses, it's hard to see all the way out in right field, see who we got down there. Hacking at a high fastball is Eisenbeiss, and that one kicks off the backstop and goes back towards the mound. Two balls and two strikes, 6-0 Herculaneum. Top of the second, Crystal City batting. Solid ground ball to second base. Slight bobble, but a recovery and a good throw by the second baseman, Gavin Turley. And Blake Eisenbeiss is out number two. All right, next up, Austin Petrie, DH, number 12. The big righty takes a fastball from Cook, knee high for a called strike. It's a very nice field here, Andy Runze. The infield looks great. The outfield, a little patchy. Fastball upstairs. One ball, one strike to Austin Petrie. Big gust of wind comes on through, and there's a fastball missing on the outer third. 2-1 the count. No one on for Crystal City. Their first five batters have been set down by Cook. Looking to make it six in a row. The righty kicks up the leg. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Little late movement on that fastball, and that had Austin Petrie all sorts of messed up. So the count is now 2-2 with two outs. Cook delivers. Fastball low and away. Three balls and two strikes to Austin Petrie. Cook taking his time. Right foot, first base side of the rubber. Goes into the wind and delivers. Fastball low. And Crystal City gets their first base runner. It's a seven-pitch walk to Austin Petrie, the DH. And the comeback begins. We'll see. Long ways to go for Crystal City. Down 6-0. Logan Anderson, the center fielder, he's ready to go. He's ready to battle. Cook, first pitch to him. Swing and a miss, 0-1. The front left foot kind of cutting home plate in half, Logan Anderson. Next pitch, he fouls it off the top of the screen behind home plate. And it's a quick 0-2 count to the right-handed hitting center fielder. Again, 298 down the left and the right field lines. 358 to straightaway center. Wind blowing from right to left. Big curve. High chop. Anderson back to the pitcher. Cook, who throws a high one. But he's saved by his first baseman, Drew Place. And Crystal City is done for the top of the second. We head to the bottom second. It's 6-0 Herky on KJFF.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Mark Toti here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
We're Jeffco Radio, Straight Talk, AM 1400, KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Goldman, Dittmer.
It is the bottom of the second inning, and the score is 6-0. Herculaneum over Crystal City. Chris Eisenbeis, a rough first inning. Hey, who let the dogs out? Just kidding. All right, here's our pitching matchup for today. As you've already seen, Dalton Cook at least go through two innings. This pitching matchup brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. That's Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. Here is Chris Eisenbeis again. First batter up is the third baseman, Jason Harden. Eisenbeis stares on in, kicks up the leg, and delivers a perfect fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike. Well, with warmer weather comes bugs. Got plenty of them here. Andy runs the field. Next pitch to Harden, in on the hand. Slow grounder to short, and too much speed there. Throw behind by the shortstop. And Harden is aboard to start off the bottom of the second. Next up, the shortstop, left-handed hitting, Jordan Duncan. Eisenbeis on the year coming into today. One win, two losses, and three games started. Fastball outside corner to Duncan. It's a called strike. Eisenbeis with a 3.18 ERA coming into today. Had not surrendered a home run until Zach Phillips took him deep. Stepping off the rubber, Eisenbison diving back in safely at first is Duncan, who kind of stumbled on his way back. If Eisenbison made a throw, he might have been out. Taking off, Duncan for second base. Pitch outside, throw not in time. Harden and the Black Cats trying to pile things on here. Runner at second, nobody out. Looking at a one ball, one strike count. In 22 innings pitched, Eisenbeist, 21 punch outs. So good numbers there, good ERA as well. It also didn't help that there was an error to start this game for him. Things kind of tumbled downwards from there. Fastball to Duncan is upstairs, and the next pitch is in the dirt. So we're looking at a 2-0 count to Jordan Duncan. Duncan walked in the first inning. Later came around to score on that Phillips grand slam. Eisenbeist, a glance at second, turns, fires, driving it into center field. Duncan in the gap left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Roll all the way to the fence right in front of the flagpole. Rounding second, Duncan, he wants to make it a triple bagger. He does, a bad throw from the shortstop. Kicks off the Crystal City fence. Ricochets all the way to the first base line. So a triple for Jordan Duncan as they had the center fielder for Crystal City shaded to the right. Duncan driving in Harden. 7-0. Crystal City. And that's going to be it for Chris Eisenbeist. Got ourselves a pitching change. We'll tell you who it is coming up next on KJF 7-0. Herky in the bottom of the second.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Hi, this is Allie Meineke with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for youth summer sports. We offer preschool t-ball, baseball, and volleyball. Registration closes May 21st. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood back for you on KJFF. New pitcher for Coach Pastrana and Crystal City. The batter is Drake Byers. This pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it. Fouling it straight back is Byers. Evens up the count at one apiece. So the new pitcher is number 9 for Crystal City. Trying to locate our roster here. Number 9 is Blake Eisenbeist. So Blake Eisenbeist is in the game. Next pitch to Byers is a ball. It's 2-1. 7-0 Herculaneum. Runner at third. Nobody out. Fastball upstairs from Blake. 3-1 to count. Little fake throw to third as Blake was heading back towards the rubber. Duncan dancing around, pitch on the way, up in the sky. And it's going to drop, possibly, no, Willie Mays-style catch from the shortstop, Hunter Basson. Actually, that's Chris Eisenbeis. So he went from pitcher to shortstop and made one heck of a play. He was challenged early on. He had to go to the right side of second base as the shortstop and catch that one Willie Mays style, you know, over the shoulder. So a tough out number one. Now the batter's Trevor Smith. First pitch to him. Sails above his head. Little stare down back at the pitcher. Funky delivery, really, or at least funky release for Blake. And he'll hit Trevor Smith on the back shoulder. And Smith, as he trots to first base, kind of staring down at Blake. It's interesting because that's the second time Smith has been hit by a pitch. First it was Chris. Then it was Blake hitting him. So maybe he thinks they're after him. Who knows? Here's the Grand Slam guy, the four RBI guy, Zach Phillips. Turn of the feet towards first with a fake throw by Blake Eisenbeis. Nothing doing there. Runners remain on the corners for Herculaneum as the wind is starting to become more of a nuisance here. As the breaking ball goes into the dirt, sliding to his right is the catcher, Wilkerson. Good job of keeping that in front of him. Keeps the runners at bay, first and third. Pop up or a strikeout would be ideal for Blake Eisenbeis. And a balk has been called. Blake apparently did not fully come set. And coming down the third base line is Jordan Duncan. Extending the Herky lead to 8-0 here in the bottom of the second. Don't see a lot of balks called. And with that balk, Trevor Smith moves up to second. So we're looking at a Phillips one ball, one strike count with one out and a runner at second. Still a pop-up or a strikeout would be ideal for Blake. Wouldn't mean as much, though, if he hadn't balked the guy home. Here's a pop-up on the infield, shielding his eyes. The second baseman cuts in front of the bag. Chase Coleman squeezes it for out number two. And so Blake does a good job there, gets the guy Phillips, who hit a grand slam just last inning, gets him to pop up. Crystal City's defense and pitching facing a 8-0 deficit. But there are two outs. The batter is Bryce Hall. He singled on the line to right field. Last inning, first pitch in the dirt and sliding to his right, the catcher. Wilkerson, pretty athletic behind the dish. I would say stands about 6 feet tall, kind of lanky. That long body and long arms will help him on pitches in the dirt. Slapping it down the third baseline, foul was Hall. Kicked off the Crystal City dugout. One ball, one strike. We'll have to try to track all of the different changes to positions for Crystal City. They don't run with a very big crew. So once a pitcher comes out, it's shifting everyone around for Coach Pastrana. Fastball upstairs and outside to the right-handed hitting Hall. And he's facing a two-ball, one-strike count. Fans in their lawn chairs on the wooden bleachers, all here to have a good time, enjoy this beautiful spring weather. 2-1, we'll have to wait as Blake Eisenbeis steps off the rubber and takes a look at second base. Puts his right foot back on the rubber. Bryce Hall. Hovering over home plate, out in front of that pitch. A little dribbler to the Black Cat dugout. Two balls and two strikes. Chance for Blake to get out of this inning by surrendering only two runs. Next pitch, and Bryce Hall on a line to left field. Rounding third, coming home to score, Trevor Smith. 9-0 Herculaneum. RBI out of the seventh spot in the order. Bryce Hall gets one. And that'll bring up Dalton Cook. Cook walked in his first plate appearance. Donovan Schaefer was his courtesy runner. Schaefer was forced out at second base. Blake Eisen buys his curveball. Comes in high and ducking underneath it was Cook. By the way, Blake Eisenbeis, just his fifth game pitched. Looks at first but doesn't throw it. 13.65 ERA and 6 2/3 innings for Eisenbeis entering today's contest. Now delivers a fastball. Apparently a strike, I think so. The umpire shouts whether it's a ball or a strike. I think that was a strike, so we're looking at a 1-1 count now. 9-0 Herculaneum, bottom of the second. Another curveball, and that one slices away from the right-handed hitting Cook and outside. Count goes to 2-1. Grand slam really putting Crystal City behind the eight ball here. Eisenbeis comes set. Fastball inside. Cook backs away. It's 3-2. 3-1, I beg your pardon. Small lead off of first base for Hall, but he's tall and lanky, so it looks big. And there's a fastball chin high inside. And Dalton Cook gets his second walk of the day. And he'll be replaced by number 24. A chance for Trenton Tinsley to stretch out the legs. Actually, that might have been Tinsley the last time. 24, 23, all crinkled up. Kind of looked the same. But this one is definitely Trenton Tinsley. There was a meeting on the mound between Wilkerson and Blake Eisenbeis. That is now over. The batter's Cole Myers. He reached on a fielder's choice ground out to short. And this time he'll send it into center field. On coming, diving forward right before it hits the grass. Getting the glove underneath it is the center fielder, Logan Anderson. He's made a couple of big athletic plays out in center field, saving another run there. We head to the top of the third, 9-0 Herculaneum leading Crystal City on KJFF.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
All right, here's the situation. It's top of the third. It's a small schools rivalry. And Herculaneum got the first big bash of the day, a grand slam from Zach Phillips. Since then, Herculaneum has added four more runs. You're looking at a 9-0 Herculaneum lead over Crystal City. Matt Greenwood with you. Ryan Reinheimer back in the studio. Let's thank some sponsors here. Midwest Sports Center, Coles Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, Capias Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington. Also Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS Store, and Comtree, all of Festus. All right, so the first batter up for Crystal City will be the first baseman, number 27, Drew Place. By the way, before the game, Herculaneum honoring their special ed, Special Olympics program by having three kids that are involved in those activities throw out the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch. As Dalton Cook back out on the mound for the Black Cats delivers the first pitch. Fastball for a strike. He's ready to go. Leg kick, waist high. And a slow dribbler up the first base line. And foul for Place. On deck is Chase Coleman, the second baseman. And then back to the top of the order for Crystal City with Hunter Basson. So we were not provided the names of the kids, but they were honored beforehand. Names announced. What their accomplishments were during the Special Olympics, what their accomplishments have been in the classroom. As that fastball comes a little outside to Place, it's now a 1-2 count. And the Big Righty now takes a hack at a 1-2. Check swing pop up into right field, and on coming is the right fielder for the Black Cats. That is Bryce Hall, who secures it for out number one. After those three kids throughout that ceremonial first pitch, the Herculaneum School, which had a fundraiser to raise funds for the Special Olympics and Special Ed program, presented a $700 check to the program. Fastball to Chase Coleman is a called strike. It's 0-1. Also, proceeds from the concessions here today will go towards the program at Herky High School. Fastball comes in upstairs for a ball. I'll have some pictures along with our postgame wrap-up of this game at mymoinfo.com and on Twitter. I'll have some pictures of said ceremonial first pitch. We'll have that coming up a little bit later this evening. Fastball misses high from the righty, Dalton Cook, and Chase Coleman is ahead in the count, 2-1. Cook goes into the line, leg kick just slightly above the waist, and leaning back on the fastball inside is Coleman. One walk so far for Crystal City. That's all the base runners they've had through the first eight guys up. Coleman is number nine, and he's one ball away from getting on base. Cook comes up with a fastball at the knees for a strike, and Chase Coleman's facing a full count, 3-2. Nobody on, one out for Crystal City in the top of the third. Trailing 9-0. Fastball misses low from Cook. And Coleman will flip the bat over to the third base dugout and trot down to first base. Back to the top of the order for the shortstop. His name is Hunter Basson. He bats from the left side. He's 0-1 today with a fly out to center. First pitch to him. He goes down for it, pops it up towards the right side, backing up into the shallow outfield grass is the second baseman, Gavin Turley. And Hunter Basson is retired on one pitch. He'll vacate the box for the right-handed hitting, Colin Wilkerson. Wilkerson, a catcher, 0-1 for Crystal City today. One of three strikeout victims for Dalton Cook. Arms extended. Coleman with a small lead at first base. Out in front of a curveball, chopping it to the right side. Backstop is Wilkerson. Count goes to 0-1. Want to thank Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills, for sponsoring today's Crystal City Herky baseball game. Fastball low. Evens up the count at one apiece. I also want to thank Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, as well as Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. 1-1. Wilkerson takes it on the move to second. Coleman. And the tag applied by the shortstop, Duncan, right on the thigh or underneath the thigh. So on the backside, essentially. That is out number three. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Herculaneum 9, Crystal City nothing. This is KJEF.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood for KHF Radio. Glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Heading on into the evening. It's 5:20. There you go, 5:20. Pulled up the phone there. Thank you, digital device. 5:20 here. Sun is still out. Shade over much of the foul territory on the infield. So, you know, where the dugouts are, that's kind of where the shade is. It's nice, and I mean, this is about the most pleasant weather we've had. We had some really good weather over the weekend, but this certainly tops it. Unfortunately for Crystal City, it hasn't been a good day for them. They trail 9-0. First batter up for Herculaneum is Gavin Turley. First pitch is a fastball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Turley walked, stole a base in the first inning, scored a run. Lined out to center field his next time up and sends a screamer towards Coach Bone down that third base line. That was coming off the bat hot. Turley certainly can swing the stick. .389 batting average heading into today. Or coming into today, I should say. Breaking ball misses high from Blake Eisenbeiss. 1-2 count to Turley. Jason Harden, Jordan Duncan to follow for the Black Cats. Ground ball to short on 1-2 pitch. And the throw to first, not in time. Gavin Turley hustling down the first baseline. Beats the throw from the shortstop, Chris Eisenbeiss. And the Black Cats have one man on with nobody out and a 9-0 cushion in the top or in the bottom of the third. No error, just an infield hit, just good running, good speed down the first baseline. That'll bring up Jordan Duncan for Herculaneum. He's tripled in a run. First pitch out in front of a breaking ball, maybe possibly a changeup. He just got a piece of it to the backstop. No balls and one strike. Let's thank Home Pools and Spas of Ledington, YMCA of Jefferson County, Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi for sponsoring today's contest. Gavin Turley probably won't steal here with a 9-0 lead in the early innings, but he does have a good lead. First pitch is a breaking ball. It's in the dirt, 1-1. Also want to thank Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Ledington, as well as New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. Blake on the mound, fakes a throw to first base. Turley scurries back. Next pitch from Blake, and he sends it behind Jordan Duncan. Kicks off the backstop, rolls back to him just off to the right of the rubber, or of the mound, I should say, and Blake scooped it up and almost had a chance to throw down to second base. Instead, Harden is able to get there on the wild pitch. Duncan just had to lean closer in towards home plate, curving that back of his to avoid that pitch. Slider misses low and away. To the righty, Duncan, and Blake Eisenbeiss is behind the eight ball here. 3-1. Blake pulls the ball from his back to the glove and delivers in a fastball just underneath the letters. called strike. Duncan thought it was a ball. Would have been ball four if it was. Instead, three balls, two strikes. Julian Rivera off the line, off the third base bag about 5 feet. And pulling it foul down that third base line is Duncan to stay alive. Andy Runze Field, that's where we're at. And good old Herculaneum. Next pitch to Duncan. Traces a fastball up, sends it into the sky. Backing up three times to squeeze it is a center fielder. Throw comes into third as Jason Harden moves into third, tagging up on the play. That is out number one. So Duncan will take a seat on the bench and make way for Drake Byers. Logan Anderson out in center field has made some spectacular plays today for Crystal City's defense. First pitch, Byers, swing and a miss. Eisenbeiss blows it past him. Next pitch on the way. That one's low and away. Byers batting from the left side. At third is Harden, 9-0 Herky. Bottom of the third. Eisenbeiss coming set, letter high. Kicks the leg and fires in a breaking ball that misses inside. And Wilkerson started his throw a little too far inside and it nicked the ear flap of the batter Byers and they just looked at each other and laughed. That's good. Some guys would get pissed. There's a fastball upstairs, and that's ball four. So Byers on for the first time. He'll make way for Trevor Smith. It's runners at the corners for Herculaneum, and the batter, Smith, who's been hit by a pitch twice. Oh, I beg your pardon. You know what? I've got this all messed up. Byers is the batter. He drills one into left field in the gap. Coming around to score, Turley from third, heading into third base is Jordan Duncan. And that'll be a stand-up double for Drake Byers. So I do apologize for the confusion. The entire time I was wrong. Anyway, the lead's now 10-0. In favor of Herculaneum, the batter is Trevor Smith. Smith bouncing in the box. First pitch to him, fastball upstairs. Smith has been the one that's been hit twice. So it was Harden that was thrown, flew out to center field. Here comes Blake. He comes set, and he'll want a little more time between the first and the second pitch of the at-bat. Steps off the rubber. Smith has scored a run as well for Herculaneum. Next pitch. Chopper to third base. Off the bottom of the glove. Knocked down by Rivera, but he has no play. Duncan comes in from third to score 11-0 Herculaneum. I'll give that a hit. That was one of those plays where it's hit so hard, you knock it down and hope for the best. Rivera did, but the ball got a little too far away from him. So an RBI single for Smith, scoring Duncan. Next pitch to Zach Phillips to the backstop. Gets past Wilkerson. Both guys move up. Byers now at third. Trevor Smith into second. Zach Phillips 1-for-2 today with a grand slam in the first inning. Blake and Wilkerson out to have a chat, and they were chatting too long, so Coach Pastrana has come out. And I believe he wants to take the ball away from Blake. He does. So Blake Eisenbeis and Chris Eisenbeis not having any luck today for Crystal City pitching. We got ourselves another Midwest Sports Center pitching change. It's 11-0 Herculaneum. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is for the Hornets when we come back on KJF.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Hi, this is Allie Meineke with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for youth summer sports. We offer preschool t-ball, baseball, and volleyball. Registration closes May 21st. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, go get dirty with them. That's Midwest Sports Center. All right, so the new pitcher for Crystal City is number one. I'll get his name in just a second for you. Breaking ball comes in for a strike. Julian Rivera over from third base onto the mound. Shifting to third base in his place, Chris Eisenbeis. The batter, Zach Phillips, he's facing a two-ball, one-strike count. Blake got to throw one pitch to Phillips, and then he got pulled by Coach Pastrana for Rivera. And now Phillips will wear a breaking ball. Zach Phillips taking one off the left elbow. Rivera claiming to his Coach Pastrana that Phillips threw out the elbow. Coach Pastrana did not appeal with the home plate umpire. So now we're looking at Bryce Hall at the dish with the bases fully loaded. Julian Rivera into the wind instead of the stretch with the bases loaded. And the first pitch is a curveball low and away to the right-handed hitting Hall. Hall 2-for-2, single and a run scored in the first, a single that resulted in a run scoring in the second. Next pitch is a breaking ball, missing low and away. Looking at a two-ball, no-strike count to Bryce Hall. Into the line, Rivera kicks up the left leg and delivers, and wow, off the hands, Hall fouled it into the Herculaneum dugout. And the way the dugout is set up for here at Andy Runze Field, you got, you know, of course, the dugout area, and then you got a fence that's about 7 feet tall, 7.5 feet tall, and then you got the overhang. There's like a gap of maybe half a foot, and that foul ball from Hall found its way there. Here's a ground ball to third, and Chris Eisenbeis will come home for the fourth play. Good defense there. Good decision, of course. Hall is retired, or at least he's fielder's choice. The runner was Byers. So Byers is out at home plate. Looking at two outs for Dalton Cook. First pitch, he's hacking. And he chops one off the Crystal City fence in front of their dugout. No balls and one strike. Cook, if he puts one in the gap, could score three. Julian Rivera goes into the line. Sharp ground ball to third. It's off the top of the arm of Chris Eisenbison down the left field line. Coming in to score, Smith from third. Phillips right behind him from second base. Tough hop there for Chris Eisenbison. 13-0. Herculaneum here in the bottom of the third. We'll give that an E5. Scorecard getting kind of messy here. So Hall is now at second base as the batter Myers takes a called strike at the knees. And you got Dalton Cook at first. Again, 13-0 Herculaneum. Curveball doesn't break in time off the lower back of Cole Myers. That's about the fifth hit batter for Crystal City pitching. And once more, the bases have a runner on every one of them. The batter is Gavin Turley. He's been on board two of three times. First pitch from the righty. Rivera is sent into center field to Logan Anderson. Back a couple of steps, and he'll squeeze a glove on it for out number three. And that'll end the third inning. Herculaneum adding four more runs to the tally. 13-0, they lead heading to the top of the fourth here on KJF.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online, it's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
The Capayas Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 13-0. Herculaneum leading Crystal City top of the fourth inning. Capayas Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Capayas does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224. That's Capayas Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. So Crystal City is going to send up to the plate Colin Wilkerson, Chris Eisenbice, and Julian Rivera. Wilkerson is 0-for-1. He had a 1-1 count on him, did Wilkerson, in the last inning, but his teammate Chase Coleman tried to take second base and got caught stealing. So that ended the inning with Wilkerson standing at home plate. So he gets a fresh count, and he's ahead early 1-0 on a high fastball. There's a leg kick. Cook, another high fastball, and this time a chase on the swing from Wilkerson. Count goes to 1-1. Big gap between the second baseman and shortstop. Curveball low and outside. And the right-handed hitting Wilkerson is ahead in the count, 2-1. Wilkerson struck out against Cook his first time up. Next pitch on the way, sharp ground ball, second base. Gavin Turley fields it and delivers a perfect strike to first base to retire Wilkerson. So one up, one down for the Crystal City offense. Now batting is the new third baseman for Crystal City, Chris Eisenbeiss. Cook going into the line in the righty, delivers the first pitch breaker. That is a called strike. A little delay there from the home plate umpire. Getting all fancy with his strike calls. He's in a crouch when Cook delivers. There's a line drive to right field and bouncing right in front of the right fielder, Hall, who has to field it behind him as the ball took an awkward bounce. But there's a base hit for Chris Eisenbeiss, and that's the first hit of the game for Crystal City. So 3 1/3 innings they've been shut out on the hit column. That is now no longer the case. And now the batter is Julian Rivera. First pitch to him. First pitch swinging. Into the gap, right center field, shallow. That'll bounce and then die. And then picking it up, Leathers flips it back into the infield. Back-to-back base hits for Crystal City as Rivera is aboard. This might start to be a case for Crystal City where they just swing at the first couple of pitches and hope they get the ball in the play. There's a lot of ground to cover in the outfield with it being 298 down the lines and 358 to straightaway center. So you don't have to hit it hard. Just got to hit it to a place where someone's not standing. High fastball chased by Eisenbeiss. That was way above the head there. A couple of his teammates trying to keep him in check. A look at second base for Cook. He turns and fires, and Blake Eisenbeiss sends one back to him. Fields it, goes to third for the fourth play. Chris Eisenbeiss erased from the bags. His cousin Blake will take over first and into second. Julian Rivera, there's two down for Austin Petrie. So a 1-5 force out for Dalton Cook. The batter is now Petrie, and the first pitch, swing and a miss. Petrie worked a walk in the second inning. No balls, one strike to the big righty. Leaning back towards the back end of the batter's box, fastball low and away, throw down to first, tag applied on the back of Eisenbeiss, and on the move from second to third base was Julian Rivera. That's a way to keep your head in the ball game. I guess the catcher Myers wasn't keeping the runner at second in mind on that throw to first, or maybe he just thought he could get him out at first. Who knows? But it's runners at the corners now for Crystal City as Petrie sends one to the backstop. Crystal City trailing 13-0 in the top of the fourth. Cook coming set. Small leg kick, curveball, strike three, call. Petrie is gone. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 13-0 Herculaneum. If they get two runs in the bottom of the fourth, that will be the ball game. So Crystal City will try to extend it with an easier inning than the previous three. But Herky looking to score two to improve to 8-2-1. We'll see what happens next on KJF.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Kohl. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
We'll be right back.
Matt Greenwood for KJFF. 13-0 Herculaneum leading Crystal City in a small schools conference battle. Little small schools rivalry. These two cities bordering each other, and they also border Festus. A grand slam by Zach Phillips in the first inning has pretty much been kind of been the ruin for Crystal City. Once that grand slam was hit, it made it 5-0. That kind of opened up this ball game and kind of put Crystal City in a place where they just couldn't do anything about it. They tried, put some good at-bats together, just couldn't get guys moving around the bases. And so now Herculaneum just needs two runs here in the bottom of the fourth to end the ball game. Let's not take away from the fact that this is a beautiful day. Let's not take anything away from the pregame ceremony with the special ed kids that participate in Special Olympics throwing out the first pitch. There were three of them. I'll have pictures later at MyMoInfo.com and on our Twitter whenever we tweet out the results or our ballgame recap of today's game. But Herculaneum, as the point I was trying to get to, Herculaneum just their bats too good. And Dalton Cook's been really good on the mound as well. There's a breaking ball from the righty Julian Rivera on for a second inning of work, and that one misses outside. So we're looking at a 1-1 count to Jason Harden. I beg your pardon. So Coach Bone is going to throw in some new guys to get some swings. So Trenton Tinsley, who has been a courtesy runner for the pitcher Cook, now gets a couple of swings. And he's facing a 2-1 count. Leg kick, Rivera. And the pitch is right past him. Good cut there from Tinsley. Just couldn't catch up to the heat. We'll see what he does here on a 2-2. There it is. It's a breaking ball in on the hands. And pushing it towards the Herky dugout is Tinsley. Expecting Jordan Duncan on deck. But Coach Bone could go to a change there. Into the wind, Rivera goes. 2-2 curve, leaking outside. And the right-handed hitting, Tinsley, is facing a full count. Infield, outfield, straight away. Right fielder for Crystal City, shielding his eyes. Pitch on the way and pulling it. Way foul. On the left side is Trenton Tinsley. Crystal City getting Grandview tomorrow. Of course, I'm not thinking about that right now. There's a swing and a miss, a little foul tip action, and down goes Tinsley for out number one. All right, so Julian Rivera gets his first strikeout. And now he'll face number 8, Tyler Cunningham. Herculaneum 13-0, Herculaneum. As I said, two runs to end the game, but I think Coach Bone wants to get some of the young guys, or the guys that get less PT playing time, wants to get them some at-bats. And so immediately, Tyler Cunningham takes the first pitch low for a ball. The big righty, senior, ready to go. Fastball comes inside. He bends the knees, or straightens out the knees, I should say, away from that inside pitch. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. No strikes, beg your pardon. Going into the wind, Rivera delivers. Line drive to center. Difficult angle for Logan Anderson. The center fielder dives forward. Can't come up with it. Stepping on second. Cunningham, he'll head towards third. Bone giving him the wave around. Do we have an inside the Parker? Throw comes into the infield, and we'll scoot away. As coming home to score is Tyler Cunningham. 14-0 Herky on an inside the park home run for the senior Tyler Cunningham. That's cool. I mean, honestly, Anderson probably thinking at this point, down 13-0, got to make that effort. Just got to go after it. Got to go for it. He did, just couldn't get to it. And we're talking inches. Just inches, Anderson away from having that for out number two. Or for out number one, rather. Or I beg your pardon, it would have been out number two. But instead, it's an inside the Parker for Tyler Cunningham. And the next batter up, we got number 33, Chance Jenkins, sophomore catcher for Herculaneum. First pitch is a ball. Jenkins coming in to pinch hit for Drake Byers. Chance is a righty as well. And the 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. 14-0 Herculaneum. This is definitely not going the way Crystal City hoped for. First game of the year for both these sides was against each other, and it was a 4-1 affair. So this is a much different day today. Fastball misses high to Jenkins. He's facing a 3-ball, no strike count. Into the line to Julian Rivera. Cox fires fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Chris Eisenbeis, who started this game for Crystal City, looking at the sky over at third base, waiting for the next pitch to come from the righty Rivera. There it is, and aggressive on a 3-1 is Jenkins. He was out in front of a breaking ball. Count goes to 3-2. I think Wilkerson thought it was strike three, but no, he's wrong. It's all right. Sometimes the umpires are wrong, too. Always got to double check. 3-2 on its way to Chance, and fastball upstairs, ball four. So Jenkins will toss the bat back to the Herky dugout along the first base line and trot down to first base. And now we got Matt Bartosz, sophomore infielder for Coach Bone. He'll come up and swing the bat instead of Trevor Smith, who's been hit twice and singled in a run. First pitch to Matt Bartosz is a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike. 14-0 Herculaneum, bottom of the fourth. One more run, and the game is over. There's one out on the board. Next pitch is a curveball in on the hands, popped up. And the pitcher, Rivera, chased it all the way to the midway point of the third base line, and it wound up bouncing off the end of his glove, the top end. The ball had a lot of backspin on it. And Bartosz gets a base hit. Chris Eisenbeis at third came in as well, but again, a lot of backspin. That ball would have dropped in front of Eisenbeis if Rivera did not make the effort to get it. So both runners are safe. Up to second, Jenkins. Now at first, Bartosz. And Blake Leathers, who was DH'd for by Zach Phillips, gets to swing the bat here now. Junior is Leathers, outfielder. First pitch breaking ball low and in. Again, Zach Bone emptying the bench. Trying to get some guys that don't swing the bat much a chance to do so. They've done a good job so far. Next pitch is a sharp ground ball off the instep of Rivera. The pitcher pops up off the mound towards third base. Everybody safe. Real no chance for Julian Rivera to have a chance to get that guy out at first. Not that Leathers had great speed, it's just it was a hard hit ball. It bounced up and just went somewhere where Rivera couldn't get it and get it to first in time. So you're looking at a walk, a single, and a single in the last three plate appearances. And the next batter is number 18, Marino Reagan. Bats left, throws right, outfielder slash pitcher. First pitch to him, and the lefty takes it for a strike on the outside corner. Julian Rivera, the righty, delivers. Popped up behind home plate and over the fence out of play. Bases are jammed. At third, Jenkins. At second, Bartosz. At first, Leathers. Marino Reagan, an 0-2 count against him. Next pitch, Rivera, and he'll foul it straight back to Reagan. That'll kick off the backstop and roll up the third baseline. Coach Bone calling off eyes and buys at third, scoops it up and tosses it back over to Rivera. Julian's ready to go. Settles the glove and the ball chest high, goes into the wind and puts a fastball above the letters. Count goes to 1-2. Wind has gotten a little stronger as the evening has carried on. And there's a fastball knee high, and Marino Reagan down looking. Rivera picks up his second punch out of the game. This time of the looking variety. And now, because Coach Bone is out of players off the bench, and he can't pinch hit for Dalton Cook without taking him out of the game, here's Cook. First pitch to him, breaking ball up high. 1-0. So a base hit ends the game with a 14-0 Herky lead in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 15-run rule. And if the home team is the last one batting when the 15th run is scored, then it goes into effect immediately. Pop up behind home plate. It's foul. Cook, I think, trying to shake off the vibration of the bat. I will say this, Rivera's got some good speed, some good life on that fastball. One ball, one strike. Cook back in the box. He's ready to go. Leg kick Rivera. Sharp ground ball. Short. It's through the wickets of the shortstop into shallow left field. And that is run number 15. Well, should be the ball game. Apparently not. What if they're going to let him finish out the inning? This is awkward. All right, new batter is Greg Rose. Cook gets on base. Jenkins comes in to score. That'll go down as an E6. All right, so now the batter, again, as I said, Greg Rose, batting for Cole Myers. First pitch, Rivera. Fastball up and in. One ball, no strikes. Well, this rule I do understand about high school baseball is if you get pinch hit for, you can still come out and play the next inning. You remain in the game. There's a slow dribbler down the third baseline and foul off the bat of Greg Rose, facing a one ball, one strike count. Rivera goes into the wind and the 1-1 curve down the heart of the plate. Beautiful. One ball, two strikes. Rivera one strike away from punching out the side. That'll be something for Crystal City. Rivera into the wind once more. Leg kick knee high. Breaking ball low and outside. It's 2-2. At third, he got Bartosz. At second, Leathers. And at first, Cook. Next pitch, curveball up high. Swung at. Contact down the left field line. Three defensive players give chase. The left fielder, the shortstop, and the third baseman. Neither can come up with it. That one dropping up along the hillside right in front of the fence down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes. Now to Greg Rose. Runners take their lead. 2-2 from Rivera. It's down low. It's driven into left field, and that'll get past the left fielder and bounce to the fence. In to score Smith. Leathers, or in to score Bartosz. Leathers behind him. Here comes Cook as well. And into third, tagged out on the play, Greg Rose. But he drives in three on a double down the left field line, 17-0. Herculaneum leading Crystal City. And Coach Bone just uttered some words to the umpire. And I think, let's just keep it here for a second. Herky's not taking the field. Oh, now they're taking the field. Okay, so I don't know what was going on. Maybe I don't know what's going on anymore. We're heading to the top of the fifth, 17-0. Herculaneum leading Crystal City here on KJF.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Alan, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 17-0. Herculaneum over Crystal City. Capias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. You can count on Capias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready this spring for the hot summer months. Just pick up the phone, call 756-1224. 756-1224, Capias Heating and Cooling. First pitch low and outside to Logan Anderson. Second pitch in the zone. The low pitch was a called strike, and the low pitch again is called a strike. And Anderson is down on three straight pitches as he slams the head of the bat on the ground on his way back to the dugout. I get the feeling with the run rule now in effect, 15 after 5, that the strike zone is going to widen, especially with a 17-point gap, or 17-run gap, I should say, between the two. The batter is Drew Place. He's the first baseman. First pitch swinging, comes up empty, and it is 1-0. Districts start at the end of next week. Pitch on the way, and Drew Place lets it go by for a called strike. So no balls and two strikes to the righty Place. He's 0-1. Next pitch is a curveball, and sliding to his right was Myers. Two balls, one strike now. Crystal City looking for a little life from their offense with one out and nobody on. Fastball upstairs for a ball. And Place facing what should be a 2-2 count. 0-43 average for Place entering today's contest. Goes down for it and sends a liner at the feet of the guys for Herky hanging outside the first base dugout. They all, of course, playfully look down to Place and shrug their shoulders. Two balls and two strikes, it remains. Leg kick, Dalton Cook. Fastball swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's for Cook. Two down. And that'll bring up the second baseman, number 10, Chase Coleman. Coleman still looking for his first hit of the year. He's Got 18 at-bats under his belt, so not a large number of chances to get a hit. First pitch is outside to the righty, Coleman, and it's one ball, no strikes. And now Dalton Cook ready to fire again. He does so. Fastball, knee high, inside, called strike. 17-0. It is the top of the fifth. Next pitch is a called strike. 1-2 to Coleman. Cook stares into the glove, lifts the leg, pulls the arm forward, and misses inside. It goes now to two balls and two strikes. Two hits for Crystal City. That's it today. Two walks, no RBIs, no runs, actually. 17-0 is the score. Herky in the lead. The fastball from Cook upstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Cook one pitch away from a complete game shutout. Maybe. I'm not going to jump the gun this time. Here comes a 3-2. It's a fastball upstairs. There you go. Chase Coleman patiently works the second walk of the game, and we go back to the top of the order for Hunter Basson, the shortstop. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll get a chance to speak to both coaches. Off the end of the bat, Basson fouls it. Bouncing off the wall behind, or off to the left of home plate, and back over to third base. Cook gets it back from his third baseman. He's ready to go with the 0-1 to Basson, who's 0-2. There's a breaking ball nicely placed down the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's now 0-2. Cook looking for that complete game shutout on the move towards second. Was Coleman, who got a really great jump. He was halfway between first and second base by the time Cook delivered the pitch, but a foul ball down the right field line by Basson will bring Coleman back to first base. Herky looking for the season sweep of Crystal City. There's a pitch that misses outside. Throw down to first, and Coleman nearly picked off. But instead, he's just back in safely. First baseman playing behind the runner, so he had to run forward to make that catch. And now a fastball misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes. So Hunter Basson trying to keep the line moving. There's two outs. Coleman stays at first this time, and there's a big swing and a miss. And that is it. 15-run rule into effect after five innings. Herky has that 15-run edge. 17-0, your final score, as the teams start to make their way towards the mound to shake hands. Our final score here today, again, 17-0, Herculaneum over Crystal City. We'll be back in a few minutes with our Home Pools and Spas post-game show.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Hi. Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts department. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For KJF Radio, welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. A very happy Zach Bone of the Herculaneum Black Cats as they win it 17-0. Before we ask him some questions and get to Zach Phillips as well, who hit a grand slam here today for Herky, and also Gavin Turley, who plays an excellent second base, if I must say so myself. But before we get to all three of those gentlemen, let's tell you about Home Pools and Spas. You can make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Simply go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Again, Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. All right, Coach, nothing went wrong for you today. Everything went right for you. Let's talk about that first inning.
Sure. Thought we put some really good at-bats together there, Matt, in the first inning. Hit some baseballs well up and down the lineup all day, and I think that's something that we've been looking for a few weeks now. But really top to bottom swung it well. Put ourselves in a position early on where a couple extra base hits. Zach Phillips with his second consecutive first inning grand slam gets us out to a lead. And then, feel good about the way we continue to extend it there. Had a good second inning on top of it, and really strung some good at-bats together.
And then you attack on three in the second, four in the third, four in the fourth. You just never stopped.
Yeah, I mean, it's, really credit to the depth of our lineup. I think it's something we've been searching for, since really the second time out. I thought we swung it well our first two times out this year, and I thought, it's been a little scattered offensively since then. A couple guys swinging it well, and then some other guys not. It seems to flip. But that's the nature of it just a little bit. Obviously, if you can cluster it together, you have a chance to put up some big numbers. We were able to do that today.
You got to throw in some guys that don't get a chance to hit very much. Trent Tinsley, Tyler Cunningham, Chance Jenkins, Matt Bartosz, Blake Leathers, Marino Reagan, Greg Rose. And they put up four runs.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Just offensively,
yeah.
You guys were good.
Trent and Tyler, two guys, seniors who have dedicated the last 4 years to this program and certainly haven't played a ton, but have done everything we've asked them to do. They've shown up, done the work we've asked them to do. They've handled their business on and off the field. A couple good at-bats there to start it. Tyler Cunningham with his first career home run with the inside the Parker there. And thought we put a really good bottom of the fourth together there. Greg Rose, kid who's played a lot for us this year, and mixed the lineup a little bit today, and he didn't start necessarily, but has swung the bat well, particularly lately, comes up with a big two-run double there. So I think we have some depth both offensively, defensively on the mound. It's nice to be able to showcase today.
And one more question before we get to the players you brought along with you. You're now 8-2-1 on the year, you've won five of your last six now. You get St. Clair tomorrow at 4:30. Are your guys playing the way you want them to play at this stretch, with districts coming up in just a little bit?
Well, we certainly did today. Matt, I think We've got a couple weeks left here, and really we have 6 baseball games left before the district tournament starts. Playing again tomorrow, then Thursday, Friday, and then 3 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So certainly pleased with how we played today, both offensively, defensively. I thought Dalton Cook was excellent on the mound. So, ideally, we'll play well. We understand things aren't always going to go perfect for us every time out. Although today we had a lot of things go our way. But, credit to our kids for coming out ready to play. Nice weather. Fortunate to get a home game finally. And we're looking forward to the next 6.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Appreciate
Congrats
it, Matt.
On
Real
win.
Quick, before yep. you jump to these guys, I want to thank everybody from Dunklin R5 that came out to support this, Herculaneum High School Student Council, Lindsey Fitzgibbons, who put a lot of work into this. We really appreciate it, and really a good night to celebrate our Special Olympians.
Knock differences out of the park, the theme of the day today, as they had some pregame ceremonies. In case you didn't know, 3 kids that are part of the special ed program and involved in Special Olympics, getting a chance to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, and quite a sight there, and some money donated to the school as well. They had a fundraiser, and not donated, but they had a fundraiser, raised $700, and whatever they made in concessions today also going to that program. But now let's get to Gavin Turley. He has put the headset on without me even realizing he had done so already. Gavin, welcome on to the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Quite a win for you guys.
Yeah, you just got to get things done. We've been slacking lately, and I feel like when we come out hitting the fastball, drive the fastball, jump on the first fastball, so we get hit the ball good, play defense as like we could, and just get things done.
I've said to Coach Bone that defensively you're something else. You play pretty good defense out there at second base. How would you assess your defense at throughout this year for you?
This year is kind of shaky for me.
Oh, okay. We've always put on a good show for us.
So. come on, just. I practice every day, get it done. Practice like you play, man. That's all you got to do. Come out and just recite what you can do,
And with the stick, not too bad today as well. You put the ball in play. You got a walk, a score to run in that first inning. You hit a solid line drive to center field, a great play by Logan Anderson out there for them. And you got a single as well, and then you flew out to center. So you put the ball in play every single time that you got a chance to actually swing at the bat. So about your offensive performance today, where would you put that?
Yeah, I like it. I usually try to pull the ball, just get it past third baseman, because they always like to play me in, because I bunt a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you're fast.
bring him in, and I'll hit it third base. And today I just flew out to center field and didn't feel bad about it. Hit the ball good.
Stole second base. What's a better feeling, like stealing second base or, like, I don't know, maybe having Zach Phillips hit a grand slam behind you?
The grand slam is definitely,
really?
Definitely okay. The better feeling, yeah.
All right. You're one of the seniors on this squad, and you kind of just said a little bit ago you're kind of disappointed in the start to the year for you guys, but now you guys have won 5 of your last 6. You get a St. Clair team tomorrow, so, kind of getting into that grind where you're going to really need to start getting into that flow offensively and pitching-wise. So what are you excited the most about the next couple of weeks?
Our offense has got going really good. We kind of, like I said, we kind of slacked on offense, but now that we got it together, I feel like we can beat anybody. Put me up against anybody, we can beat them.
All right, and Dalton Cook had a good day on the mound, worked very quickly, struck out a lot of guys, so you didn't have to worry about playing defense too much today. But talk about Dalton Cook and kind of what he means to the success of this team.
Yeah, I was talking to Dalton in the dugout. He said, man, when you got that much run support and really easy to pitch, and like I said, man, that's all.
All right, that's good enough for me. Yep. Hey, congrats on the win.
Yep, thank you.
That is Gavin Turley joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And now we'll get the big guy, the guy that, basically kind of just started the whole downward spiral for this Crystal City club. Zach Phillips, Coach Bone said this is the second consecutive game you've hit a grand slam in the first inning.
Grandview was Friday.
That's how do you put that into words?
I mean, you really can't. Last year I was in a complete slump. This year I got a hitting coach, and my hitting's been tremendously better and been driving it more.
That grand slam cleared the fence very easily. That was high in the sky. You went down for it. That was a breaking ball, it looked like, and you just kind of – it didn't even seem like there was much effort involved in that swing.
I've learned when I put more effort, I'm more to pop it up or drive it straight down. But if I just go for good contact, the power that I have behind me just drives it for me.
And that is excellent, because that is what they all teach you. Is put the ball, put the bat on the ball, not try to do too much, because, as you said, if you overswing, you kind of mess it up a little bit. But that grand slam in the first inning,
Really, I mean, that made it 5-0, kind of put Crystal City behind the eight ball, and you guys kind of took off from there. Was it more satisfactory for you to have that grand slam and that 6-0 lead at the end of the first inning, or was it a better feeling to see you guys continue to add more runs throughout the game?
I mean, it's always a better feeling to hit that, but it's a greater feeling to see the team pick up after that and continue to drive the ball and bed in more runs.
Okay, and I mean, your guys did an excellent job of that. You added 11 more to the scoreboard. 17 runs, is that the most y'all scored this year?
It is, actually. Yeah.
Look at that. You had 16 twice, but now you get 17. Do you really feel like the offense is clicking on all cylinders right now?
Oh, yeah, completely.
All right, who are some guys in this lineup that you're kind of excited about that have really gotten better offensively for you guys?
Duncan and Turley have always been good. But we got Cook from Festus, who's been able to drive the ball, hard line drives. Cole Meyer is right behind the plate and is just able to get those small bloopers out into the gaps and get the team going.
Yeah, Meyer's had a good day. He doubled in 3 runs in the 4-run third inning, or 4-run fourth. I can't remember which, but he had a great ball game as well, and just really 1-9, you guys were spectacular. But let's talk a little bit more about you. You said you got a hitting coach for this year. What has really been the big difference for you?
All my mechanics were messed up last year, and he's just helped me correct all those and get them moving more fluidly.
Want to give a shout-out for him?
Shane Eames of the St. Louis Nationals.
All right, there you go.
Naturals, my bad.
Naturals, all right. Yeah. Hey, Naturals. all right, well, I don't know about you, but I feel like the Grand Slam kind of set the tone for this game, so it's a pretty easy decision for me to give you the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. So, Zach Phillips, congratulations on that, and congratulations on a big win here today.
Thank you.
All right, Zach Phillips hit a Grand Slam in the first inning and was a huge part of Herculaneum's 17-0 victory over Crystal City here today. All right, so the homegrown Unico Bank player of the game, Zach Phillips, as I mentioned, a grand slam, also got hit by a pitch, scored a run, and singled and scored a run as well. So quite the day for Zach Phillips. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. And our drive of the game, of course, the grand slam from Zach Phillips in the first inning. Breaking ball down low, easy contact, easy home run for the big righty Zach Phillips in the first inning. A grand slam here today on KJFF. So that drive of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers. They'll help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling. That's GilsterMaryLee.com. I'll spell it for you, GilsterMaryLee.com. GilsterMaryLee.com. Check it out. Sounds like a pretty sweet deal there. All right, that'll do it for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. I want to thank Ryan Reinheimer back in the studio for getting us started, Dale Bruning for finishing us up, and on behalf of the rest of KJEF, my name is Matt Greenwood, and I appreciate you letting us cover Jefferson County Athletics here today. 17-0, Herculaneum gets the win over Crystal City. You have yourself a good Monday night.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special NAP tax credit equal to 70% of your donation. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232.